So we should be looking at them live on the telephone to the fantastic Beth Andrews of The Listening Place. Good afternoon, Beth.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. The weather's beautiful out there, isn't it, at the moment?
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous. It's time it warmed up a little bit.
I know. We're so lucky, aren't we? We're so lucky,
yeah.
Honestly. And it's great for the gardens as well, and what have you. So, yeah, absolutely brilliant. Now, I see you're involved, I hear, with the Listening Place. What's your involvement with it, please? And tell us all about it, please. That'd be great.
Well, the Listening Place has been running for a number of years, and it is somewhere where you can come and talk and think about your worries, because often if you have a worry, it's a bit like you can't get a hold of it. It's a bit like a cloud or smoke. You can't grip it. But once you put a worry into words, it's like putting it into a box, and you can actually see the dimensions of it, and it just helps you to see it more clearly, having put it into words. And at the Listening Place, you're given time to express your thoughts and your feelings. You're not interrupted, you're not advised or guided, but by saying what your worries are, it's almost like looking in a mirror, and at the end of the session, the listener will reflect one or two of the things that you have said, and so often that you can suddenly see the problem, see a solution yourself, rather than be guided by it by someone else. It's not counselling, it is just you talk and you have the chance to explore your worry, and as I say, it's like putting it into a box and you can see the dimensions of it.
I mean, I love this little quote here you've got on here. Basically, the Listening Place can really help. You talk and we listen. I think that's a great little caption there. Yeah, brilliant.
Yes. Because if you think in conversation, it's very often people don't listen. They want to get their own point across, and it's just so valuable to have somewhere where you can go and know that you will be listened to, not judged or anything, but just listened to, so that you can, as I say, explore your problem and your worry, so that you can see it more clearly, having put it clearly into words without interruption.
Okay, and it says here that obviously you're based in Salisbury, and sometimes you do it on the telephone, or you can actually drop in and do a face-to-face appointment, which is amazing, Beth. So where are you based then, please?
We're based at the Methodist Church. It just happens to be the Methodist Church. It could be anywhere, but it was some people from the Methodist Church that started the Listening Place. But they're not all the listeners are not all Methodists. They come from different churches, different backgrounds, and some no church at all. So that it's not pushy Christian, it's not pushy church.
Right.
It is just a space where people can come and talk and be listened to.
Yeah, and it says here, basically, if you're lonely or worried or stressed or confused, then this is the place to come to, isn't it? Yeah?
Yes. You have a cup of coffee or tea and just you can sit and chat and relax. If you don't want to have a formal listening, you can have an informal listening and just chat to someone. Just, you know, a conversation rather than a formal listening. But sometimes these can turn into formal listenings. It just depends, you know, how things are going with you.
That's great.
What you want.
Brilliant. So what are your opening hours then, please, if people want to come in sort of one-to-one, please?
On a Monday evening, it is from 5:30 to 7:30. Wednesday morning, it's from 10 until 12. And Saturday morning, it's 10 until 12.
Okay. And again, if you want to ring you guys, you've got a staff phone line. Tell us about that, please.
Well, the staff phone line, there is an answer phone. And if you phoned on a Wednesday morning or a Saturday morning, you could have a conversation over the phone. At other times, you would leave a message and someone from the Listening Place would phone you back. Phone number is Salisbury. It's 01722 325 294.
Okay. And where's the Methodist Church again? Where's that based again, please, in Salisbury?
St. Edmund's Church Street.
Brilliant. Okay.
It's off Winchester Street. It's the one that runs straight up. If you turn from Winchester Street and go straight up, it's the one that comes out opposite the gateway into St. Edmund's Churchyard.
Yeah, it's lovely. I've been in a few times actually over the years, Beth. It's a beautiful building. Yeah, wonderful.
It's a lovely building. Yes.
You're also as well looking out for volunteers all the time. Tell us about that, please.
Yes. Well, to be a volunteer, you would do a training, which is very helpful. When I was doing my training, it was the second full session before I realised what listening was. I was having a conversation with someone, and I went home afterwards. And I thought, actually, that wasn't listening. It took a session or two before I suddenly the penny dropped as to what listening really was. It's not a conversation. It is you listen to someone. They've got some training days. Can I give you the email?
Yes, please. That'd be great.
The phone number. And the listening place email is Salisbury Listening Place. So it's all just, you know, as one word, no spaces.
Brilliant.
Salisbury Listening Place at gmail.com.
And it also says here as well, Beth, this is really interesting. You offer some courses basically to anyone who wants to develop their skills in listening. Tell us about that, please.
Yes. Well, there's some very short lesson sessions for if you just want to improve your listening, where you would have a day or so, so you learn to listen, and just so you can listen to colleagues at work and have more meaningful conversations with people. Or there would be a longer course if you wanted to become a listener to join the team, which would be wonderful.
That's great. And at the bottom of your website as well, I'm just having a look actually, you've got a lot of quotes from people who have obviously been using your services, and it's all really, really positive, Beth. You're amazing, you guys, absolutely fantastic.
Yes, yeah, many, many years ago I was doing a listening, and this lady came in, and she was in a terrible state, and she was in a terrible state. But by the end of the listening, we could exchange glances, and she was smiling.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's just an amazing thing. It's just wonderful.
Brilliant. Beth, it's been great talking to you, finding out a little bit more about the listening place. You're absolutely marvellous, all the things that you're doing at the moment, just to help people out there in our local community. And I'm sure we'll catch up again with you again in the future on Radio Allstock. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And so if you either email or phone the phone number, and you'll get more details as to when the courses are. They're usually in Salisbury, either at the Methodist Church or at Roman Road Methodist Church, quite often.
Yeah, oh, that's another great location, actually, Beth, as well. I love it there, yeah.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Pre-COVID, there were one or two other outposts where listening was happening, but so many things have changed during lockdown and COVID. But, it's good to have, if we could get more people, then there could be more outposts, more places where people could come and have a listening session.
Fantastic. And of course, we're promoting as well for you on our Facebook page and Twitter as well, Community Chris, for you guys as well, which is absolutely fantastic. Really, really good. All right. Listen, thank you so much again for allowing me to ring you. Enjoy the rest of the sunshine.
And you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.